When Mikey Sherrill ran for governor last year, she called for the state to help local governments convert underused commercial and industrial properties like office parks, strip malls, and warehouses into homes. Experts tell WHYY's Kenneth Burns that her idea could help create new housing opportunities in New Jersey.
John Boyd with the Boyd Company says converting underutilized commercial space has been good for other states. But he says states like Texas and Idaho have been able to build homes faster because they have an easier approval process compared to New Jersey, a home rule state.
You have 560 plus municipalities. That's 560 plus zoning and permitting systems that companies and developers need to navigate, and 560 plus tax climates, okay, that companies need to navigate through.
Boyd says converting office space to home space will create more housing opportunities across the state, but the requirements to get a shovel in the ground to build needs to be streamlined. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
The William Way Center closed its building in downtown Philadelphia in December to prepare for renovations, but it's continuing its program at other locations. The center opened an art exhibit at the Imperfect Gallery in Germantown, featuring paintings and drawings by the center's co-founder, Arlene Olshan. She's been painting portraits of friends in LGBTQ art and activism over the last 60 years who've died.
I don't want any of them to be forgotten. For instance, Joe Beam traveled the country to find gay black men's writing and compose the first anthology. Joe died in his 30s, but he's carried a tradition forward.
Arlene Olshan, The Tangle I've Gotten Into, will be on view at the Imperfect Gallery until February 21st. And the Sixers return to action tonight against the Phoenix Suns at the Wells Fargo Center. Tip-off is set for 7.